loved the Lone Ranger, and I loved that Dennis Law. Him and George Best, I sure knew how to kick a ball. I wanted to be a cowboy and learn to crack a whip. Stand up in that lonely street, to six guns on my hip. Along the mighty Beatles came, and everyone went, ah! They could play and sing and everything. And of course that John could draw. Well, that was it for me. I never once looked back. And tricks to learn and waves to catch. I had a plan of attack.
Are you looking at me?
Are you looking at me?
Are you looking at me?
Are you looking at me, pal? Headed south, where the surf came crashing in, from black and white to colour, from innocence to sin. It was summer in December, blowing heat waves in my mind, people talking funny, some cruel and some were kind. From the crackle of the cane, to the frown of a big black snake, from the breakers at Bondi, and down to Wallaga Lake. From the sound of a million fly screen doors closing on the past, like that chimney the fires couldn't burn, I was built to last.
Are you looking at me?
Are you looking at me?
Are you looking at me?
Are you looking at me, pal? I flew across the ocean. I was number one. People gave me everything, and I didn't need a gun. Walking down that avenue, I never felt so alive. People calling out my name, and I'd only just arrived. There was a tightrope walking bagpiper in the middle of Central Park. Steam was rising from the ground. I wore my cape out after dark. I had myself a moment. My day out in the sun. It's an unfinished story, but it's more than just begun. And I know more than one thing, but not more than two or three. And I'll tell you if you'll listen, and I'll tell you for free. It's no life being a cowboy and eating all them beans. Coffee's cold and the herd is gone, and all you've got's your dreams. You can always put your spurs back on, but save them for Halloween. You're better off heading north, or somewhere you've never been.
Are you looking at me?
Are you looking at me?
Are you looking at me?
Are you looking at me, pal?
Do a lot of blow, but now get those cards to win.
Good afternoon. Welcome to International Day for People with Disability at 3CR. I hope you've been tuning in all day and listening to the wonderful productions that have been going on. I'm Liz Wright, and this is a special edition of Are You Looking at Me? I'm not alone in the studio, which is great. And today my first guest is Ross Devent. How are you, Ross?
I'm well. How are you, Liz?
Yeah, really, really good. It's been a bit of a time between us catching up and having a chat.
I saw you here last time.
Yeah, that's right. I think that was over a year ago. Mm. So what's been happening in your world?
Oh, well, it's been a bit of a crazy year. I thought I wanted to study psychology earlier this year and tried to do that at University of Melbourne, and it didn't really work out.
Because you didn't like it, or because it was...
It just wasn't for me. It was just too busy and too... it's just crazy.
Well, psychology is very different from music, which you've studied before.
Yeah, yep.
Tell us about that course. What were you doing? What did you study? Because you're a multi-instrumentalist, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. I'm a singer now. I sing mainly now. And then I also play piano, which I'm just getting back into. And I've got experience on trumpet as well. So, yeah, but I'm mainly a singer these days.
So are you making any money out of your singing?
I'm singing in a semi-professional choir at St. Mark's in Fitzroy, just up the road here, so that's good.
And what sort of singing do you do?
Well, that's a classical choir.
So cool. Do you do hymns and medieval songs or something like that?
Yep. And also, Bach and Mozart and Haydn, and also some 20th century composers like Michael Leighton and,
Well, for all you jazz fans that usually tune in on a Saturday, we're so thrilled that the crew has given up their time for us for International Day so that we can produce some other music that you may find really interesting, because we're going to really enjoy it. So, Ross, what's your first song for us today?
Well, I've got a mixture of classical and jazz.
Yeah, beautiful.
The first one is a jazz song. It's called Night and Day by Cole Porter. And I just want to talk about the piano on this.
Yes.
My friend Scott was going to be here, and he was going to play live, but due to unforeseen circumstances, he couldn't be here. So we madly rushed, and he recorded them last night and this morning.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you, Scott Erickson.
Thank you very much. That's awesome.
You're a genius.
So you're not singing just solo and a cappella.
No.
We've got music.
Scott,
that's great.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm looking forward to hearing your rendition of Night and Day.
whether near to me or far, no matter, darling, where you are, I think of you night and day, day and night. Why is it so that this longing for you follows wherever I go, in the roaring traffic's boom, in the silence of my lonely room, I think of you night and day, night and day. Under the hide of me, there's an oh such a hungry yearning burning inside of me, and the torment won't be through till I spend my life making love to you day and night, night and day. Such a hungry yearning burning inside of me, and this torment won't be through till you let me spend my life making love to you day and night, night and day, night and day, night and day.
Ah, that was beautiful. Thank you. Well done. That's so gorgeous. So are you a Cole Porter fan? Or just that song?
Just that song. Some of these tracks, I'm a big Star Trek fan. So,
really?
If anyone here watches Star Trek Deep Space Nine knows, James Darren made an appearance on Star Trek as Vic Fontaine, and he would come on and sing some good jazz standards. And I bought the CD at the time, and I've been... it's probably worn out by now.
Oh, well, you know what? You can download it again and just keep playing it and playing it.
That's
and
right.
Playing it.
Yeah.
So you've moved to Mount Eliza this year.
Yeah, I've been living there since January.
It's a big change.
Oh, it is. I was living up in the city, but I was also commuting back to work. I was working in a call centre in the country, and it's just... wasn't working anymore.
No, that's a lot of commuting around and moving and not sort of being in one spot.
I'm feeling much more settled now these days.
Oh, that's great.
Which is really, really lovely. And it's going well.
And you've joined the local disability advisory committee there.
I did, yes. Where is it? The Mornington Shire.
And how many members do they have?
I think there's about 10 people.
Have you had a meeting yet?
We've had training, but we haven't had... any formal meetings yet.
Oh, what sort of training did you have? I'm interested to know.
Just around meeting procedure and
governance,
what
stuff.
Governance and what the committee actually are about, and what powers we have, what don't we have. So,
what powers do you have? I'm interested.
Not much, I don't think.
Well, I guess you have the power of the voice, and
yeah.
That's a pretty strong power. And,
yeah.
And a collective voice is always a really good thing. Mm. And mm-hmm. Even if you don't have those, like, you know, judicial or, I don't know, corporate powers to make change, being a little buzzing insect in the ear of bureaucracy is always a good thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we've already been down to Arthur's Seat. We had a check out of Arthur's Seat to look at, to train up the staff, basically.
Oh, great.
So we had a go at that.
Did you go on the chairlift?
We went on the chairlift. The day was basically about training the staff on how to work with people with disabilities, because it's all inclusive now. You can just step onto the chairlift.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's just, yeah.
I haven't been there since I was a terrified little girl and my grandparents made us go on it.
Well, it didn't break down this time.
Yeah, which is good.
So it's really good. They've done a really good job of it. And they've got a changing places toilet at the bottom of the hill.
Oh, fantastic! So, that's really good.
Yeah,
I actually need to find the blueprint of where they've all been located, the ones that have been rolled out so far.
Mm.
Yeah, because that's a fantastic initiative.
Well, we're getting another one in Mornington as well.
So, oh, really?
Yeah,
that's great. So people at home, if you don't know what a changing places toilet is, it's a good thing to Google. I know it sounds like, why are they talking about toilets? But a changing places toilet is a really accessible bathroom, and it has an adult change table and hoist system, so that for those people who often have to cut their social connection short to go home so that they can use the bathroom, this is freeing up people, and they've been placed in some large sort of Melbourne landmarks, so the MCG, Etihad Stadium, and Arthur's Seat. Who would have thought?
and Mornington, it was just announced last week that the Victorian government is funding the one at Mornington.
Fantastic. So.
Yeah, it's really well done.
Wow. Now, Ross, have you got another song for us?
I've got a few.
Well, no, that's great. I'm enjoying it. It's actually quite special to hear, you know, piano quite strongly and voice on its own. It's really a lovely experience.
Well, this one isn't. This is
okay.
The Way You Look Tonight.
Yeah.
And I'll just tell you about this one. This was this featured in the last episode of Star Trek Deep Space Nine. And it's only time that I've cried in television because it was finishing. Oh.
You really are a fan, and I really did not pick you for that. Sorry. Who sang it? Did Vince Fontaine sing it in the last episode? Of course. I'm picking it up.
This is the last scene that they actually shot. It wasn't at the last scene actually in the episode, but it was the last scene that they shot, and everyone was, all the cast were crying. And,
wow. No, I'm impressed.
Yeah.
So, well,
I wanted to sing this one.
All right, this would be lovely to hear.
with each word, your tenderness grows, tearing my fear apart, and that laugh that wrinkles your nose, it touches my foolish heart. Lovely, never ever change. Keep your breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you and the way you.
Wow, that was beautiful. While you were singing, I changed into a satin smoking jacket and some kitten heels.
Oh, dear.
I'm just about to mix a martini for us all as we lounge around on velvet.
Well, that's a lovely song because it really, you know, I can't see. I'm totally blind. So it really, the word, lyrics really, you know, it's a bit like... Vincent by
Don McLean. Oh, I love that. That is really, a beautiful song.
The words really, really show what you can see. It's beautiful.
Yeah. Mm. Okay, who's thirsty?
I've got my cider right here. I might take a drink.
Okay. You do that. I want to know what you're doing over the Christmas period. Mm. And does your choir perform around doing the whole Christmas circuit?
We do.
I'm sure you do. And are you robe wearers? Do you wear a costume?
Oh, we just wear black.
Oh, so you don't wear like...
We don't have...
I sort of had altar boys in my mind.
Yeah.
You know, like...
Well, it's quite high. St. Mark's is quite high.
Yeah.
It's not the highest. It's, All Saints East, St. Kilda is probably the highest in Victoria.
What do you mean? Sorry.
Like a high church.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But it's not Catholic. It's Anglican.
It's Anglican.
Anglican, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. How's it all rated?
Well,
like,
you know,
how do they work it out?
It depends on the parish, I think. It's it depends what the parishioners need and want.
Oh, do you mean so it's high as in the practice, so it's in the language and the actual content. It's not like a been turned into layman's Anglican.
Well,
is that what? Am I barking up the wrong tree?
No. Like the practices are high, you know, there's incense and all the bells and smells, you know.
Okay, cool. All right, I'm glad we sorted that out because I was thinking, what's happened? Yeah. So where will you play? Like, so.
We're singing at midnight mass.
Oh, yeah. That used to be so great when I was a little kid.
Yeah, I love it.
Going, you know, being woken up or trying to stay awake and then going. I haven't been for a long time.
But... Oh, you'll have to come to midnight mass at St. Mark's.
Oh, I'd love to, except I'll be in Lansfield, actually. Oh. But another time I will. I'd actually enjoy that. That'd be lovely.
It's really nice.
So you do midnight mass. Do you do Christmas Day as well?
No, there's a cantor for Christmas Day and I'm not doing it. I said no.
Okay. And what about your sort of recreational singing away from the choir? Do you sing sort of randomly at at events or different things? Or?
I'm starting to do a little bit more. I organised with a friend of mine a concert a few months ago in October, and we did a duet and solo concert, and so that took a lot of preparation, but the it was really good. We had a really good time because it meant that I could really get into singing every day again and get back to my roots, basically.
Do you remember when I asked you to sing at the Blind Citizens Convention? That's how we first met.
How we first met.
So, and you and it was Lauren, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And did a duet and sang stuff, and that was fantastic. Yeah. It was such a great add-on to the convention, having just, you know.
We did a punters an eyes in theme, an eyes and seeing theme.
That's right, so yeah.
Stuff like blue eyes and...
It was something Frank Sinatra-y, I think, yeah. It was cute.
I've got you under my skin.
Yeah.
And what else did we do? We did that Frankie Valli one.
My eyes adored you.
My eyes adored you.
Though I never laid a hand on you, I adored you. Yeah. Anyway, no more singing from me. You sing again.
Oh. No, it's okay. Mix it up this time?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay.
So what are you thinking of?
I think I might get the German one out of the way.
Oh, that sounds really great. A bit of oompa oompa.
That's right. Oh, wow.
You drink your cider.
Yeah. This is, I've been corrected. In the concert, I said Undie music. It's not Undie music.
Oh, what is
it's it? It's Undie music.
Oh, okay.
Two people corrected me.
Okay. I'm glad I've learnt the right way then.
Undie music. If you ever need to say it, I'm going to move that one.
Undie.
Undie music by Schubert. He wrote this when he was 21.
Wow.
So
did he die young as well?
He died at 28.
Lucky you got it in early.
Oh, well. He wrote over, say, 600 litre, but...
Wow. That's amazing.
Think of what he could have created. He died from syphilis, so...
Did he?
Yeah.
Great. I'll think about that while you're singing.
I think it was 28, I think.
Yeah, it's all pretty young.
Yeah.
All right, so...
Yeah.
On your marks.
Hang on, I'm going to move that. There we go. All right. We're all busy.
All right. That was beautiful. I actually love the sound of German.
It's beautiful.
Do you
Except that I'm not very good at foreign languages, I've discovered. I've worked out through the years.
Really?
So when I was organising my concert with Leighton a few months ago, I thought, okay, I'm going to learn one song and I'm going to learn it really well.
Oh, it's
and
beautiful.
And that was the one. So,
it's really beautiful. Do you know what it's about?
It's about the art of music or, you know, art. It's about saying, what a beauty art is in life.
Wow.
That's beautiful.
Now, Ross, you're reading Braille. Mm-hmm. Your sheet music is Braille.
Yep.
So where does that come from? Who generates that for you? Or do you just use...
Me.
Do you write it out yourself?
I write it on my Braille Sense, Braille computer. And then I've just got an embosser a few months ago as well. And so I can just literally just plug the Braille Sense into the embosser and it will emboss the music out or emboss any Braille out that I need.
So do you get your sheet music in an audio version or...
Someone needs to read it to
me. Someone reads it to you, okay.
Or they can put it into a PDF or in an XML document.
Yeah.
Computer terms.
Yeah. Are you an audio person as well? Are you an audio book or podcaster?
Yes, I love podcasts. Yes.
What's your favourite? What are you into?
The 538 elections podcast for the recent election was great. I loved it.
And what was good about it?
Because
I'm always wanting to broaden my, you know, hearing.
Listen to 538 politics podcast.
Okay.
It's Nate Silver. He runs it, and he and his crew basically turn up every Monday. And they basically talk about what's happening in politics in America.
They will be absolutely rich with information in the next 4 years.
Yes.
God.
And the 538 were the only ones who even came close to predicting that Donald Trump would win. So that's...
Great.
High kudos.
it is. Because people are still in the unbelieving mode.
Yeah.
Any other favourites?
Not at this point. I'm trying to find some others.
So you don't? Do you listen to comedians? I've gone through a period where I listened to all of the Alec Baldwin ones, and then because he interviews people, loads and loads and loads of people from actors to old comedians to all sorts of things. But I kind of got sick of him in the end, just because. I kind of thought I wanted to listen to Australian content.
Mm.
So Glenn Morrow, that we both know, he does stories of you. I don't think he's...
Yes, I need to contact him.
He wants to interview you?
No, but I think he should.
Yeah. Well, that's a great idea. So, I think that's a good one. There's just lots and lots. I listened to Mystery Show that was on. That was great. That was a mystery that had to be solved, but not by just Googling the answer.
All right.
So people had to sleuth it out, which was great.
There was another one. What's that one in the UK that what's its name? It's all got to do with, super people who do super things. What's it called?
I don't know. So it's not Abnormally Funny People, comedians.
No, it's just people who do unusual things.
And, okay.
Really go to the top of their field.
All right. Well, we'll find out and we'll tell the audience next Thursday on Are You Looking at Me?
Okay. I found that podcast because I was looking for Nicholas McCarthy, who's a one-handed pianist in England, and he's amazing. He just... He's able to play anything, basically.
Oh, wow.
With his one hand. And because my right hand is paralysed, so I'd like to get into that as well.
Well, actually, this week at the Human Rights Oration, which is Wednesday the 7th of December at Deakin Edge, there is a one-armed trumpeter playing, Neil Cameron, I think his name is. And he something happened. I can't remember if he had a stroke or his arm amputated. Mm. I'm not sure. He was on the 7:30 report and he's playing at the Human Rights Oration.
Wow.
Because his story's a good one too. So if you're free, you should rock up to that. That'd be good. So there'll be Marianne Diamond, Graham Innes, Neil and the Commissioner, Kristen Hilton.
Mm.
Now, as we're slowly running to the end of your time here today.
I better do some more singing.
You need to do one more song.
Is it all?
Yeah, because it's nearly nearly your time is up.
Huh.
I know, it goes quickly.
Oh, this stuff.
All right, so which stuff would you like to do? Which song? For your big finale.
Yeah, right. let's do The World on a String. I've got The World on a String.
All right, that sounds beautiful.
This is with Scott playing again.
And who composed this?
Are you testing me?
Okay. It's Scott playing beautiful piano with Ross Devent singing. You're on 3CR. This is International Day for People with Disability. You're on 855 AM and Rossi's about to sing World on a String.
I've got the world on a string, I'm sitting on a rainbow. Got that string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. I've got the song that I sing, and I can make the rain go anytime I move my finger. Lucky me, can't you see I'm in love? Life is a wonderful thing, as long as I hold that string. I'd be a silly so-and-so if I should ever let you go. I've got the world on a string, I'm sitting on a rainbow. I've got the string around my finger. Oh, what a world, what a life, I'm in love. Take it away, Scotty. Life is a wonderful thing, as long as I hold that string. I'd be a silly so-and-so if I should ever let you go. I've got the world on a string, I'm sitting on a rainbow. Anytime I move my finger, oh, what a world, what a life, I'm in love.
It has been so lovely having you here and catching up today and hearing you sing live.
Thank you.
It's just been beautiful, and that was an absolutely gorgeous song.
Oh, it's beautiful, that one.
You've been listening to Ross Devent, who has been singing. He's a beautiful singer. He's in the St. Mark's Choir.
Mm-hmm.
Did I get that right? Yes.
Yep.
It's in the St. Mark's Choir. They're doing Midnight Mass on Christmas night, so you can catch him there.
And Mr. Varick is our mascot.
Mr. Who?
Varick.
Mr. Varick, who's your, okay, is your mascot. Oh, the dog behind you.
Yes.
Aha, great.
You didn't mention the dog.
No, I didn't. Well, he was very well behaved and very quiet and sitting there unassumingly.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Mr. Varick. Thank you, Ben. Thank you, Helen.
Thank you, Michael Smith
in the booth.
And thank you, Scott.
And thank you, Scott Erickson, for your beautiful piano playing. We're going to move into an interview with Kate Hood, and it's International Day for People with Disability.
Woo!
Be proud, be loud, and be out there.
Thanks, Liz.
Okay, thanks, Ross.
Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia, on the Kulin Nation. For more information and to find out how you can support 3CR, go to www.3cr.org.au.